I'm just reading the Bible. It'll help you. And then we'll minister to you. I'm reading from three portions of Scripture. Ecclesiastes 3. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under the sun. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. Genesis chapter 8. Just after the flood, God spoke to Noah, and this is what he said. Genesis chapter 8, verse 12. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Jeremiah 33. Verse 20, thus says the Lord, if you can break my covenant with the day and my covenant with the night, so that there will not be day and night in their season, then my covenant may also be broken with David, my servant, so that he shall not have a son to reign on his throne with the Levites and the priests and my ministers. Have you got that? You hear about the lady that went to the curtain place? She went in and she said, I like some curtain. I like a pink curtain. So the guy showed him the material and he said, I like that pink material. That's very, very good. And the guy said, how much do you want? She said, 17 inches. He said, what? 17 inches? What kind? How big is your window? He said, oh, it's for my computer. And the guy said, oh, computers don't need curtains. Computers don't have windows. And she said, well, mine said windows. Hello. Are you all right? Have you got Ecclesiastes 3? To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under the sun. To everything there is a season, and to every purpose there is a time. I'll say that again. Even if that's the only thing you take home from church today. Everything has a season, every purpose has a time. And we're sharing on the seasons in God. How does God do things? And we say that God does things seasonally. And every year we go through seasons, and many times in our lives we go through seasons just like we go through seasons in the year. Are you okay? Hallelujah. And God said to Noah, as long as the earth remains, the seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, night and day will follow one another. While the earth remains, the seed time and harvest, seed time, every purpose has a time. You are governed by time. Whether you like it or not, there was a time when you were born, obviously, because you're here. But there's going to be a season when you die. And we will look for you and you'll be gone. I don't care what you think, it's going to happen. Why? Because everything has a season and every purpose has a time. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, as long as the earth remains, that there will be seed time and harvest. As long as the earth remains, which means that the earth, as you know it, will not remain. It's not going to be here forever. And yet most of us will give our life and soul to that earth and forget about our relationship with God. You can live to prepare yourself for your grave, because that's what we do. Hallelujah. And forget where we're going after we're dead. Now, there's a time to be born and a time to die. And you're going to die one day, because there comes a season in your life when you're going to leave this earth, because there's a time to be born and a time to die. Now, everyone goes through seasons in their lives. Today, we change the time again. I don't know what we do with the daylight saving, whether we save them in a bank or not. But as far as I could tell, the same daylight that we had before, the same daylight we got now. But you don't control that, do you? God has already put that law into motion. And God says, as long as the earth is what it is, this is what is going to happen. Hallelujah. There's a time to plant and a time to plug up what is planted. There's a time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. We don't like breaking things down. But there is a time, there's a season when things break down. Hallelujah. I like to make some sense of that, then we can just go home and have lunch. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Every season has its own labor. Let me sit for a while. Pray for me. Hey. Are you all right? Do you like looking at me? Every time I get up here every Sunday, I look at you. And we grow. Because as time goes on, we grow. And when we grow, we go through different seasons in our lives. Not only as men and women, but we go through different seasons in the life that we live. Hallelujah. I was going to finish this message today. I don't think I'll finish it today. I'll finish it another time. All right? And when we understand those things that we go through, it helps us to be able to live and to be able to prepare our lives for what life is all about. When a two-year-old is two, he's trying to discover the planet. And you lift everything up above their height because they'll touch everything, they'll break everything. Why? Because that's a season they're in. And you don't bust their heads just because they break stuff. Why? It's part of the season that they're in. They're trying to discover what life is all about. And as they grow, they become teenagers where they know everything. That's a season. What's the name of the guy? Mark Twain said, when I was 14, I thought my father was an idiot. Now I'm 21. I am amazed at how much he's learned in 7 years. See, when you're young, you're going through a season of know-it-all. You think you know everything. And then when you grow up, you realize how dumb you've been. Why? Because you're going through seasons in your life. I've got these. My name actually in Samoa means Iliafi. It's in English, it means chainsaw. And last week, we preached at a conference in Napier. And they said to me, "You busted our heads. You cut us to pieces." So they presented me with these. at the end of the conference. Very kind of them. And when you're growing up and you are about 18 to say 30, 36, you think you're actually going to live here forever. There's no fear of consequences. You just want to go out and make it happen. And when you're growing up in that season, you're almost unafraid. In fact, it's not necessarily that you're unafraid. You're just too stupid to be afraid. Why? Because it's a season in your life. But when you hit 50, guess what? This is what you're going to say. How long have I got left? You only begin to think of the seasons of your old age when you hit 50, 55, and then you begin to say, how long have I got? What am I going to leave behind? What legacy have I got? What footsteps have I got for others that are coming after me? What am I going to leave behind for the generations coming up after me? And that's why the wise man said, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Why? Because in the days of your youth, you could do tremendous things. You could touch kingdoms. You could change lives. You could invent stuff that your forebears don't know anything about. You could be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They change a kingdom. You could be like David. He won the battle at 17 years old. You could be so tremendously powerful in your youth. And the Bible says, in the days of your youth, don't forget God. But that's the very time many young people think they can do it themselves. They think they're God. No, you're not God. Why? Because the seasons in your life are held by not you, not your parents, not your church, not the government. They are held in the hands of God Almighty. And while you're young, remember your Savior. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Hallelujah. When you grow old, the Bible says, even the grasshopper is heavy. The grasshopper is very light. But it says the grasshopper is heavy. The almond tree blossoms. What has the almond tree got to do with you getting old? Your hair grows white. I was born with black hair. It's not very black now. It's quite multicultural. Pastor Stephen's hair is white. Now, some of you have got nice black hair. You don't know that it's going to turn white. On the other hand, you don't know there's a bald gene in your family. And one day that bald gene will hit. And when it hits, I don't care if you've got black hair or white hair, it's going to fall off. But when you get old, the Bible says a grasshopper is heavy. Even music is too loud. Have you ever wondered when you're young, you don't care if you got ears or not. You only want to have ears when you're old. Why? Because when you're old, you don't like loud music, but you try to strain your ear to hear somebody talk. So you go to church. The old people said, turn it down. The young people said, turn it up. What's wrong with you? Hello? Which means that you can learn from another, from somebody in a different season of life. If you're young, you can learn from an older person who has gone through the seasons in their lives. I often wondered why God made us the way we are. I mean, when you're young, you got all that strength and no wisdom. I mean, you got all the strength with all the stupidity that you can muster. And when you get old, you get weak. You can't do with all that wisdom. And if I was God, and I'm not, I would have given the younger people more wisdom. And I would give them the wisdom that the older people have. And I would give the older people some more strength. But I'm not God. I don't have that wisdom to be God. So while you're young, in another season, in this season of your life, you can learn a lot of wisdom from somebody that is quite elderly now, who's been through life, and you can glean the wisdom that they have because they are in another season where there's tremendous wisdom. Don't let them die before you learn from them. Hallelujah. Every season has its own peculiarity. When it's summer, there are things that pertains to summer that you can't find in any other season but summer. You learn to harvest. You learn to do stuff. The grass is green. Have to mow it. Hello? Hallelujah. And if it's harvest time, you will be absolutely stupid if you sleep. Because while every season has its own peculiarity, every season also has its own labors. And you can't sleep while everybody's harvesting. When there's a harvest to bring in, there's a lot of work to be done. And it may be a great season, but there's still a lot of work to be done. When young people come to know the Lord, there's still a lot of work to be done. When babies are born in the church, there's still a lot of work to be done. When things happen, there's a lot of work. And you can't just say, well, I think, no. In a season, there is labors that pertain to a particular season. And when it turns up, everyone has to get in and be part of that season. Say amen. Amen. Are you all right? Now, when it's winter, it's a different season altogether. Now, I don't care if you're enjoying summer. Guess what? Winter's coming. I don't care what you do. You must say, well, glory to God. I can serve. I can do this. But bless your darling heart and stupid head. It's not going to last forever. Every season has its finish. It has its beginning. It has its end. You may love it. But let me reassure you, your blessed head, it's going to come to an end. Hallelujah. Now, you may be going through a season like the prophetic word this morning. You may be going through a season of uncertainty. You don't know, oh God, am I saved or not? Am I going to heaven when I die or not? You're questioning. Why? Because it's another season. But let me say this to you. I don't care if you're uncertain. It's not going to last. Even that season of uncertainty will come to an end. You may be going through darkness right now. You don't know what to do. Let me reassure you, however long that darkness is, however dark it is, it's not going to last forever. It will end. Why? The Bible says, the day will follow night and night will follow day. And even the youngest kid, the 2-year-old, does not scream of fear when the night falls. Why? He does not even think that just because God turned the sun off, it's going to be dark forever. Even a little kid knows that. And she can play in the light of the light in the house. And then when she goes to bed, she doesn't scream out of fear because it's not going to be light anymore. Why? Because even a little child knows, regardless of how dark the night is, day is coming. Now, this is our problem. When we go through darkness, we think it's going to last forever. And there are people who took their lives because they think it's going to last. It's not! Regardless of how terrible it is right now, There is hope in God. The day is dawning. And when the day dawns, I don't care what it is. When the day dawns, stay. You don't take a lamp out to the sea. And, what are you doing? I'm trying to find out if light is coming. You don't take a lamp to try and see if the sun's going to rise. The sun will rise. God said, I made a covenant with day and a covenant with night. And I will never forget that covenant as long as the earth remains. And when you're going through darkness right now, maybe things are happening that are not nice. Why? Because even in the seasons that are natural, things happen that are not nice. There is never a country without its rocks. You can put that down. There is never a life without its hardship. There is never a sea without its waves. Have you ever been to Castle Cliff? Have you ever been there and the waves don't move? It doesn't matter what happens. There's no life without its waves. There's no life without its rocks. There's no life without its storms. It's part of life. Sometimes you're victorious. Sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're hungry. Sometimes you're full. Sometimes you're hot. Sometimes you're cold. That's life. I'm not angry. Hallelujah. You read the book of Job and the difficulties he went through. And you thought, well, that was bad. You know how long the book of Job is? 9 months. And after 9 months, the Bible says, Job was blessed more after 9 months than all the time he had before. Now, let me say this to you. Job in his day, if you transfer Job to today, guess what? What's the name of the Microsoft guy? Bill Gates. Bill Gates is a pauper compared to Job. That was before the 9 months. After the 9 months, the season never is forever. And God has given us seasons, and it rolls from one to the other. And our spiritual life, where the rubber meets the road, is exactly the same. It rolls from, hallelujah, one moment you're in the top of Mount Zion, the next moment you're in the valley of Baca. Hello? You sow your seed sometimes and everything's hunky-dory, but sometimes you sow your seed in tears. And he that sows in tears shall reap in joy. And many times when we're in tears, we don't want to sow our seed. We want to eat our seed or throw the seed away. What do you do with seed? You plant it. You don't eat it. Many people eat their seed. Many people destroy their seed. Hello? Am I getting to you? Hallelujah. And when you know that, then you will learn to stand when things are not going well. The tree will lose its leaves in the winter. God is doing something internally in that tree, because that tree is going to bloom again in spring. Hallelujah. And in the winter, it may look bare, may look ugly, standing by itself. No leaves, no life. Snow come and lift. But summer is coming. And when springtime comes, that tree will bloom into life. Miracle will happen. Our problem is we are so familiar with the things that we go through. Sometimes we forget that most of the time, if you will look, there are miracles going past us that we forgot. Every day is a miracle. Every sunrise is a miracle. But because we are familiar with sun coming up every day, we think that, well, it's just another sunrise. It's not just another sunrise. You have to learn to be excited at the things that are familiar. And when you are excited about the things that could bore you, every sunset is a miracle. Every sunrise is a miracle. Every day is a miracle. And you know what it is to reach out and touch God, because His mercies are new every morning. Learn to celebrate every day. Celebrate every victory. Celebrate every little thing that comes our way. Hallelujah. And when you know that, then you can celebrate even when it's nighttime. Hallelujah. You know how to stand strong when things are not going well. You stay faithful to God in the dark seasons of your life. You know, the Bible says there are treasures in darkness. Many times in the dark seasons of our lives, we miss the lesson of the darkness. Because we don't like it. We say, well, God, what's happening? What's going on? We miss the lesson of the darkness. There are treasures in the dark. Gold is not found on the ground. Neither is silver. Neither are diamonds. The wealth is in the dark. And you have to dig into the dark and find wealth in it. And when you discover it, hallelujah. The pastor backed out of the car park and ran over a kid. Killed him. Police came. Newspaper turned up. TV crew turned up. They rang us. We went down to Wellington. We drove down and we had a service that night. There were pastors sitting around. This man was so terrible, guilty, terrible. And the kid that he ran over was the only kid in that family. They've never had another kid. That was their only child. It was a sad day. And they asked me to speak. And someone said, what do you want me to read? I said, I don't care what you read, just read anything. I'll find something to say. And when he read, God gives you treasures in the dark. Hallelujah. So I preach from that. It was a terrible day in the life of that pastor, terrible day in the life of that young couple, terrible day in the life of that church, terrible day in the life of our denomination. Treasures in the dark. There are times of darkness, and you have to stand tall in those times, like that tree. Even when there's nothing happening, you're standing, knowing it's not forever. The day dawns, the sun rises. Hallelujah. Bible says the sun rises like clear shining after the rain. After the rain, something will shine after the rain. Things go wrong, but something will shine after the rain. Pain will come, the sun will shine after the rain. Bills are not paid, sun will shine after the rain. If this son is sick, the sun will shine after the rain. This daughter is sick, this parent is sick, the sun will shine after the rain. It's not saying it's not going to rain, it's going to rain. But the sun will shine after the rain. Had to learn to stand in times of uncertainty. Why? Because you know whatever season you're going through, it's not forever. But you can learn in the dark what you will never learn in the day. You will learn in the night things you will never learn in the day. We shared this before. What do you do at night? You sleep. What happens when you sleep? You're practicing to die. You're practicing death. The only reason you know you're alive is because you woke up this morning. If you never woke up, when you die, God gives us a night, every night, to practice the fact that one day you're going to be dead. And when you're dead, you are dead in hope. Why? Because resurrection is a reality. The sun will still rise and there will still be clear shining after the rain. And every night, God gives you and I an opportunity to practice the day that we're going to die. Why? It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. There's a time to be born and a time to die. And even in darkness, we can learn, we can glean the wisdom out of darkness. Find oil in the middle of the darkness. You don't find oil just flowing on the surface. You dig into the deep and find oil. Sometimes you have to dig the wisdom of the anointing of God in times when things are not going well. Hallelujah. Don't miss the lesson. Why? Every season has its own peculiarity. Every season has its own labors. Every season has its own grace. And every season has its own wisdom. And what you do in this season will determine what happens in this season. In the season of life, you don't just live for yourself and expect to die and go to heaven. If you know how to live, then you can enter death knowing where you're going. Job said, as a tree falls, the way the tree lives is the way the tree falls. The way you live is the way you die. You don't live this way and die this way. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people, you tell, ask anybody, are you going to heaven? Well, yeah. Everybody wants to go to heaven. It's how you live. The season, how, what you do in this season, depending on that, is how you enter the next season of your life. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your goodness to us, Lord. We pray, dear God, those that are going through different seasons in their own lives, that, Lord, that what we share this morning would give them understanding that it's not forever, but help us not to miss the lesson. If it's a season of joy, help us not to miss the lesson that comes from joy. If it's a season of sorrow, you already said, blessed are those that mourn. Help us never to miss the lesson of mourning. Help us not to miss the lesson of the dark. Miss the lesson of the day. Father, touch our lives. I pray, Father, today, even, Lord, those that are going through difficulties, that they will know and learn that, Lord, that all things, whether it's a mountain experience or a valley experience, whether it's a calm experience or a stormy experience, all things, everything, you work all things for the good of those that love you, those who are called according to your purpose. I pray, dear God, that you'll touch hearts today. You'll touch lives. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ.